Jesus, we just thank you for your perfect love. You're our husband and we're your bride. And we ask tonight, Jesus, that you give us a new revelation of that relationship that you have with us, that perfect love that is everlasting. And that you love us simply because of who we are, not because of what we do for you. And Abba, there are some here that just really need to know what a father's love is really like. And we thank you for your grace. We know it's sufficient. Holy Spirit, teach us a new way to love ourselves, the way that you love us. We're desiring to know your truth tonight, because when we know your truth, that sets us free. So we just rest in your presence right now. And we just ask you in our hearts, Lord, what do you want to say to me tonight? Say about perfect love. My love is perfect. It is pure. And it is full of joy. Healing is manifesting right now inside of you. So be open and receive. My perfect love, as you know, casts out fear. And when you know the love that I have for you, there's no reason to be afraid ever again. Do you want to see yourself fearless? Ask me what that looks like, and I'll reveal it to you right now. Showing some of you pictures and images, impressions. It's me. You do hear my voice clearly. Crystal clear, in fact. Allow me to magnify the love that I have for you. But will you be willing to receive it right now? Because it is a free gift, you know. You didn't earn, deserve this. You can't even work for my perfect love. Imagine my perfect love overcoming every fear that you've ever experienced in your life. What would it look like being never ever afraid? If you're not sure, I can reveal it to you. You have not because you ask not. So ask me and I'll show it to you. My grace and my love, they go hand in hand. So does my favor. I give you my favor because I do love you. And I thank those who have chosen to protect their hearts for their spouses. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for being patient. You know that I'm working behind the scenes for you, don't you? I'm setting you up, big time. You may think that you're ready right now for that person, but maybe that person isn't ready for you, and you don't want them until that person's ready, right? Well, let's just say I'm working on both of you. I want you to continue to walk with me in peace and my perfect timing. I know at times you have felt frustrated and you say, when, Lord? When? How is this going to happen? Where am I going to meet that person? Who is my spouse? When it's time, I'll reveal that to you. But remember, my son Jesus is your perfect husband, isn't he? And you're my perfect bride. So turn your total focus on me. Look at me, gaze into my eyes, and you will see that perfect love that does cast out all fear. Jesus, we thank you for expressing your love for us on the cross. You chose to do that because you love us intimately and personally, and you know us, our past, our present, and our future. And we are so looking forward to when we get to go home to heaven to embrace you and to say, thank you. Thank you for sending Holy Spirit to comfort us. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have been comforting us. We have been open and we are receiving. You know we have a lot of questions and you're the best teacher that we know. So we're going to continue to ask you questions, Holy Spirit. Just make it crystal clear what the answers are. And Abba, there's none like you. We thank you that you're giving us new revelations of a father-child, a child-father relationship, the way you created us to have a relationship with you. We thank you for your big heart of love and compassion. You understand us. We thank you that you know the direction that you're leading us. Our steps are ordered by you, and we choose right now to commit our ways unto you as you establish our thoughts.